This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, a federal bailout for a mainstay of Wall Street, the resignation of New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, and a tight race for the Democratic nomination may bring disputed primaries, maybe that should be non-primaries, in Michigan and Florida, back into play. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And first, certainly the Bear Stearns story, Dan.
Yes.
This is a federal bailout. J.P. Morgan is also providing some of the cash for a very important and influential financial institution in American history, really. They said they had to do it because they were near collapse. Does the near-death experience of Bear Stearns suggest that the credit crunch is even more far-reaching than people had suspected?
Oh, that's right. It really is a total crisis of confidence in our economic instruments. I mean, it starts with mortgages being foreclosed, and it works its way up, and next thing you know, the banks which have given loans based on these mortgages, you know, find themselves in a hole, and so on. I'm not a big expert on banking or economics, but I don't think this is quite the end of something. I think it's somehow the beginning of something.
Let's get to the Governor Spitzer story. He, of course, resigned after federal court documents revealed that he was a customer at a high-priced escort service.
Let's say bordello. I've always liked that word.
All right, although I think it was a hotel. This brought up this week such a welter of questions. Let me just cut to this one. Should Governor Spitzer, when it comes to the disposition of the case and investigation against him now, be held to a higher standard because he's a public official?
Well, he clearly has to be held to his own standard. If he was the one who went after prostitution rings, that was his standard. If there were all these other things that he did, like having a woman transported across a state line, those were the things that he would have prosecuted for. And that remains the crowning irony of this whole thing. It is almost as though he looked and said, here are all the things I used to prosecute people about. I wonder what it would be like if I were prosecuted. I mean, I'm just making that up.
Yes, but while we were on the air last Saturday, there were the caucuses in Wyoming, which Barack Obama won. He also prevailed in the Mississippi primary, as expected,
right,
several weeks before the primary in Pennsylvania. It seems increasingly as if the votes that will not be cast by Michigan and Florida and the Democratic convention could have some kind of decisive effect. Do you see any sort of resolution?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. There appears to be among Democrats in Michigan now, they've reached some tentative compromise under which there would be a redo of the Michigan primary.
In which Senator Obama was not even on the ballot.
In which Senator Obama was not even on the ballot, as you say. Florida apparently has so far been unable to reach such an agreement. And it may well be that the one or the two of them will end up at the convention of Democrats in Denver, and it'll have to become then an issue for the convention.
And how potentially ugly or divisive is that?
Well, here we are in a situation where the Democrats have every possibility of winning everything in a realignment of American voters in the course of the election year, if only they don't blow it. And their capacity for blowing it is demonstrated almost every week.
Admiral William Fallon resigned. He, of course, was leader of U.S. Central Command in charge of the Iraq and Afghanistan theaters.
Yes.
And also this week, David Petraeus, General Petraeus, said that the Iraqis are not making sufficient progress towards resolving their political differences.
Well, this is rather interesting and unusual. After all, we're supposed to have a civilian command, and the generals and the admirals are not supposed to be talking while all this goes on. But that's gone now. These people are angry, and they have things they want to say. And so General Petraeus has seen his troops go out there to try to create a possibility for the government to get its act together. He stops the fighting, some of it, with the surge, and he doesn't succeed in getting the government to do something about passing resolutions, passing bills that will put the government into action. In the case of Admiral Fallon, it isn't exactly clear but he seems to have been very unhappy with the push in the administration to do something terrible, perhaps to invade Iran, and he didn't want to be a part of that.
The former Ohio Senator Howard Betzenbaum died this week.
Yes.
At his home in Florida. You knew him. I don't mind saying you played tennis together.
I don't mind saying it either, since he's not there to tell me that I lost, but which I did. Howard Betzenbaum was a rare person in American public life. He was one of those few who would openly call himself an unabashed liberal. He fought for consumers against the big interests. He blocked a great deal of earmarks. He blocked them by his own hand. He must have blocked dozens and dozens of bills. There were a lot of people who couldn't stand him, but there were a great many people, you look back and say, boy, there was a man.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure.